Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jane Pollock is here. Jane's a great member of our Brain Trust. More than 7 years she's been joining us. She's a very successful entrepreneur in her own right, as well as a public speaker, business coach, leader of roundtables, mastermind groups, extraordinaire. She's the author of the book Sole Proprietor, S-O-U-L, Proprietor. Also, it's 101 Lessons from a Lifestyle Entrepreneur. She's our good friend Jane Pollock. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. I'm still trying to find one of your eggs, though. I still need to get one of your eggs that you used to do.
Gosh, they're really, have you gone on eBay?
I need to look on eBay, don't I?
I think so. They're pretty rare now.
Oh, boy, she's a special craftsman, folks. She used to do the eggs. That's when we first met you, wasn't it? You were doing eggs way back.
I actually haven't done them for over 10 years now, so
yeah.
they were on the wane at that time.
Yeah. So, okay. I love the way you think, because you're always being innovative and you're always thinking of different ways to accomplish things. And so recently in your work, you've incorporated the concept of crowdsourcing.
Well, I love that you give me credit for being innovative, because I didn't even know I was doing it. But a colleague of mine said, Jane, I want to interview you on crowdsourcing. You do it so well. And I said, I do? She said, yes, when you put up your pictures, I put up two pictures for, I had heard that you should have a consistent image over all your social media platforms, and I had one for Twitter and one for Facebook and something else for LinkedIn.
Well, so with a face like yours, people should see different poses.
Well, you're very sweet, but I put up a couple. I said, which do you like better, you know, on Facebook? And I got, like, you know, a few hundred replies, and she said, that's crowdsourcing. I thought,
That's incredibly
valuable, and I actually counted. You know, I had 80 for one and, you know, 112 for the other,
right.
So I picked that one. But then I started noticing, I'm a little late to the game, but it's all over the place. I was going to see a play in New York, and the playwright, it's called The Christians, and he said, I invited all of my friends who have anything to do with religion to watch a rehearsal and to write down any words that made them cringe.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, that's crowdsourcing, and how fortunate we are to have the internet so that we can, you know, address a lot of people and get a lot of feedback that we would not ordinarily be able to get. So it's, you know, it's something you have your Brain Trust, but,
right,
you know, those of us who don't have radio shows have other ways to operate and to ask people for feedback.
Let's differentiate, folks, between, in case you might be a little bit confused, and I can see where some people might be, crowdsourcing is where people offer you their ideas and their opinions and become either in a straight line or maybe a dotted line way, they influence the direction of your decision. Crowdfunding, which we've talked a lot about on the show, is where you do something similar but with your money.
That's a way different kind of vote.
Yeah, but it is. They are related.
They're definitely related, and I think people are more willing to crowdsource because everybody has an opinion. They don't all have the money to put in.
No, but here's why I say that, and I'm not trying to dilute what your crowdsourcing message. But I was this week, I actually reported on a company that was trying to decide which direction to go with their product, and they wound up putting up a crowdsourcing campaign to see if people would support their idea.
And
they raised a lot of money that way. So the crowdfunding became tantamount to a vote like you got. But only
it's just
a different way to think about it. But both of them, the common denominator, obviously, is the crowd, which are typically people that you don't know directly.
Oh, that's interesting, because usually I do know the people. In fact, the other example I wanted to give is that my pet project these days is a memoir, and I've been working on it for over a year, and I have a draft version of it. And I wanted to see, is this going to mean anything? So I put out a, you know, I blogged about it, and I put it in my newsletter, you know, would you like to listen to a draft of my memoir? And 15 people signed up, and they were all people I knew. And interestingly,
well, that's now that's but now that now, and that there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. That's a perfectly great example. But you don't have to know people to benefit from the crowd.
Well, the cool thing was, Jim, that my my virtual assistant's assistant was on the call to monitor because there were some technology issues. And this is a young woman who I have never met who lives in Vancouver, Canada, and she loved it. So I thought, well, that's really good feedback because I was afraid to put it out to strangers.
Right.
And here's this young woman who said, I couldn't stop listening. It was so great to hear you. So that was really wonderful. I was very excited about that.
Yeah, no kidding. In fact, I could see where in some applications of this, you would want to know people who know you might actually taint a little bit the response a little bit, just might dilute the response or whatever, because they do know you. And if you purely want what do you think about my idea, irrespective of the owner, you know. So it, but the whole point we're making here is the power of the crowd.
Yes, isn't there a book, The Wisdom of Crowds?
Yeah, well, there's I'm looking at Crowdsourcing by Jeff Howe.
Okay.
I have that book in my library right in front of me, and so which is a very interesting book. And so yeah, the crowds, the crowd is possible today because of the internet.
Yes, exactly.
And it's part of the dynamic that's creating what I'm calling the age of the customer, because of how it is empowering people with new expectations.
I love that. The other thing I put out was I'm going to be buying an apartment in New York, so I've been getting things for, you know, months or years now from Fios, and so I just put that up, you know, what do you think about Fios versus Time Warner, you know, and immediately got feedback. So we can really test the market so much more rapidly now, and I think accurately with people's, you know, and, you know, things like TripAdvisor and places like that.
Where that empowered you as a consumer. But it also possibly disrupted the business that you can contemplate doing business with.
How do you mean?
Well, one company got your business, one company didn't get it. For some reason, the crowd reported to you what their experience was, and it helped you make a decision because the crowd told you which one to use.
Right.
See what I mean? The other company lost.
That's right.
Maybe because they didn't engage the crowd as much.
Yes.
So it's a very interesting dynamic, folks. It's a two-edged sword. It cuts both ways. And you want to. Your job is to get it to cut for you, not against you. Quick break, 20 after. Right back with our good friend, Jane Pollock.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.